All right. News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition, Amphibious 6x6 ATV. Yes, that's what I want for Christmas, and no, I didn't get one. I actually want the 8x8. Any of you guys out there got one of these things? Oh, you got it. Send me an email. Tell me about it. I've been looking at these and looking at these, and they're like, I wanted a snowmobile, and I wanted a, you know, four-wheeler. I've had motorcycles and stuff, and I've done a lot of riding and stuff. And I've driven one of these 6x's, and I started looking online because I'm just all excited and a tither about how cool it is. I found one for sale, but it wasn't in great shape, so I didn't buy it. And I was just really, really wanting one of these. I'm thinking, man, you know, because I'm an outdoor guy right up front here. Outdoor guy. I like to hunt, like to fish, like to camp. I like to be where nobody is, really. I like to explore. When I've been on snowmobiles, I've taken trips. I've gone on horseback for, you know, a couple, 3 days camping, no big deal. I like that. Oh, that was just unbelievable experience. If you've never done anything like that, I have llamas that are backpack trained. I haven't taken them in a while because of my back, obviously, but I've had motorcycles and all kinds of stuff. And I had four-wheel drive. I had a little Suzuki Samurai, the older model. I absolutely loved it. I could go just about anywhere with that thing. Then I saw these 6x6s. Now, they are so cool. They are six-wheel drive ATVs. I gotta tell you, I watched for almost 2 hours of videos online of these things. They're so cool. They go just about anywhere. They float. They go in the water. And compared to, you know, the standard four-wheel drive, you know, the Honda ATV, there's just really no comparison. I got to tell you, I really, until I saw these things again, refreshed my memory with them. I wanted the old, you know, the Honda four-wheeler. That's what I've had in the past. That's what buddies have had. It's go anywhere, snow this, snow that, doesn't care. Pretty good. And then I saw the video of these 6x's, and there's some people that live in the out country, outbacks, and specifically, you know, the video that I saw, if you're looking for it, just type in 6x6 or Argo or something like that, ARGO. And there's a guy that posts a lot of video. Outdoor something or other is his name, but he basically shows the video. He wears a side camera on the side of his head, his helmet. And he lives northern BC or Alaska. I'm not sure which yet. And he's got video of him and stuff. Basically, you know, a four-wheeler would go through there and get stuck, and then the camera will pan, and there's the 8x. He happens to have one of these 8-wheel drive, and he just drives like right next to it and says, you know, I'll get out of your way, to, you know, or I'll pull you out. And they got a winch on him. He can hold like 4 or 6 people in these things. These are so cool. I'll tell you, I was like, I during the break, I was reading. I got to tell you, I printed off a thing off of Craigslist for sale, and I was just reading about that, thinking, man, you know, that would solve my four-wheel drive thing. That would, because we had a lot of snow in Pacific Northwest, and I lost the four-wheel drive out of my truck. An actuator went out, and so I couldn't go anywhere. The guy sold us the wrong chains. Not a happy camper was I. Oh, and the tractor to plow the drive to get in and out, it stopped working. Supposed to be working on that today sometime. But so I was a little frustrated about that. I was a little annoyed. So I was looking at this. I just wanted to share that with you. So look at those videos. They're pretty cool, pretty cool, pretty cool. You know, I was thinking maybe, just maybe, I can ask the government for a farm grant or a stimulus package, because I could use one of these, right? I could figure out a way to use one of these, either the 6x6 or the 8x8. I mean, I figure if I'm going to go to the government, I might as well shoot for the moon, right? I mean, why not? The moon is where it's at with these things. So with these grants and these government stimulus checks, we've got the steel industry right now has decided to step up to the trough, the proverbial government trough, and ask for help. You know, they've discovered that they're in the recession too, and it's an indicator that steel production, you know, as the economy, steel production goes as the economy goes. Excuse me. And we've got the three big car companies. They're going to step up and get some money. So that would be great for them, if you believe that's great. And then you got the steel that makes those autos. Well, if the auto companies can get it, why can't the steel company get it? And, you know, they really, really are looking, you know, and Obama's kind of stepping up here. He's got it, and part of his stimulus package is adding their voices, incentive program, about $1 trillion over the next 2 years. And it would lift demand. You know, basically we're gonna go back and we're gonna build some highways, some power grids, some bridges, some schools, some hospitals, water treatment plants, holding facilities. Oh wait, I said that out loud. I'm kidding about the holding facilities, but truthfully, Nucor, which is a giant steel maker, it has a plant in Seattle, Washington, basically is asking the government to help deal with the what he calls the worst economic slowdown in our lifetime, and has asked for help with a recovery program. And I just want to know how they're going to help me. How am I going to get helped? I don't understand how these businesses can do this. I'm just telling you. I have to think back to the what I call the Clinton economic profile. And that was when Clinton was being questioned by a voter. You may or may not remember this. I remember it distinctly because it was one of those very, very telling moments. It was the Obama redistribution of wealth type of moment. And Clinton said to a gentleman that owned a pizza company, he makes pizza, he said, listen, you just need to raise your prices to cover the new taxes. You just simply ask and charge $5 more, and then I will simply pay $5 more. And your competitor will simply charge $5 more to match yours, and somebody else will simply pay $5 more. Now, if you don't remember it, in a nutshell, that really was the comment. And that is the philosophy. Well, you'll simply charge more and you'll simply pay more. Not understanding that there may not be that $5 more. And that's what's happening right now worldwide. Russia, even. Let's take them, for example. They're cutting off delivery of gas to Ukraine. Why? Because they signed an agreement with the Ukraine country for pricing of gas, and they don't like the agreement now because the price has dropped, the spot price has dropped, and they feel they need more money to make things work. So Ukraine says, well, no, we have an agreement and we're not going to pay you the $4.2 million, which is quite a bit actually, and we're not going to give those funds to you. And so it's basically a doubling of the price that they want. So it again goes back to what we started off talking about, and that is not having an understanding of how things work. The government does not seem to understand how business works. Those in government don't seem to have an understanding of how business works. They continually punish those that are in business and trying to make a profit, and they continually reward those who are not managing money properly. The government should not be bailing out anybody that does not deserve assistance. There are special cases. Steel mill is one. See you next week, News Radio Magazine.
Do you love pictures? If you're like me, you love to look at quality pictures of your kids. Hi, I'm Kevin Liger, and the best way I know how is to call Brandon Henry from Silverleaf Portraits for a free in-home portrait consultation. He and his wife specialize in fine art paintings and fine art photography. With three kids of their own, they believe that family is the most important thing we have. So give them a call at 253-321-4302 or visit silverleafportraits.com. That's 253-321-4302 when you're ready for a portrait memory. We'll be right back.
The same great folks who bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus, now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swanstone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com.